Hare Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Tino Lakshmi Rupa, who is the incarnation of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi meaning Srimati Radharani. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakti Rupa Swarupakam Bhakti Avatara Bhakti Akam Namamini Bhakti Shaktika. So this is the Panchatattva, and in the Panchatattva there's Bhakti Shakti. There's the potency of the Supreme Lord in the form of a devotee. And that is Gadadhar, Srimati Radharani's, Krishna's potency. Vrajandarandaye Satchisutta Vardose. So that person who was Vrajendranandan, Krishna, Vraja Indranandan, the son of the king of Vraja, Lord Krishna, now he's become Sachinandan. He's become the son of Sachidevi. Sachi is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother. And when Krishna comes, he comes with his as associates, and he's inseparable from his potencies. So his potencies also come. When Krishna appeared, then Srimati Radharani personally appeared. When Krishna appeared as Lord Ramachandra, then she comes as Sita Devi. But when the Lord comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's coming, and the last 24 years of his life is as a sannyasi. So Srimati Radharani can't come as a shakti, a woman, or at least if she did, then she'd only be able to do that in the former part of Lord Chaitanya's life. But Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya, they were actually expansions of Srimati Radharani, rather Prabhu, Nila Shaktis. But Gadadhar Pandit came as a male. And he was born, I think, a year later than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were inseparable friends. They were always together. Jagannanda Pandit writes about how Gaur and Gadadhar, they were always together, childhood friends. And even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy, Mother Suchi asked him that you're always with him, you please take care of him. And when he gets too emotional, make sure he doesn't hurt himself when he falls to the ground. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he finally decided to leave home and take sannyas, then Gadadhar also went along with him. And Gadadhar Pandit went. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, made his base in Puri. Sannyasis aren't supposed to stay at home. They're definitely not supposed to in their village. They're definitely not supposed to see their wives anymore. And that's why Vishnu Priya never got the opportunity to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anymore. But Mother Sachi asked Lord Chaitanya that you're not going to be able to stay here anymore, Navadvip, but at least stay somewhere that's not far away. Somewhere where I can get news of you. Don't go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan's like a jungle. No one goes there. It's too dangerous, too distant. And Puri's not wasn't around the corner either. It's 500 kilometers. But relatively speaking, it wasn't so far. So Lord Chaitanya made that his base. And then Gadadhar also stayed there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his associates different places to stay, and to Gadadhar Pandit he gave him this tota, this garden behind the Chataka Parvat, or the hill which is the equivalent of Govardhan Hill in Puri. And in that hill, he found this deity of Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath means the Gopinath of the garden. And according to the authority of Vaishnavas, when Lord Brahma came to install Lord Jagannath in Brahmagiri, Halarnath, he brought with him his worshipable deity, and that worshipable deity is Gopinath. And of course, when he left and the deity stayed there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the deity to Gadadhar Pandit, who then took a vow of Kshetra Sannyas, which means that now he's not going to leave Jagannath Puri anymore. And well, there's a lot of very wonderful and interesting things could be said. One of them is that we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is Radha Bhava Dyuti, is that he takes on the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radharani. So because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, you can't have two Srimati Radharanis. Gadadhar Pandit can't be forward about his mood as Srimati Radharani, and therefore we see from Chaitanya Charitamrita that he takes on a very submissive mood as a servant or assistant to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moods of devotion. And it's even described that Dhavan stays somewhat distant from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Not to interfere with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absorption and thinking that he's Srimati Radharani and tasting the mood of Srimati Radharani. And so this is Gadadhar Pandit's Avirbhav. Gadadhar Pandit continued there to worship Gopinath and participate in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But when Lord Chaitanya left this world, then it said that he entered into the temple of Gopinath and entered actually into the body of Gopinath. There's a crack in the knee of Gopinath that's said to be where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered, merged with the body of Gopinath. I say said because there's others also opine that what I wanted to talk about these two different opinions is in relationship to Gopinath sitting down. Explanation is that as Gadadhar Pandit got old, or older, although he was the same age as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 48 isn't exactly old, but in order to facilitate worship, Gopinath sat down. The other is that he was always in a seated position. Whatever the case, he's certainly sitting now. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Gadadhar Pandit became understandably extremely morose. And a year later, he left the world, although he was a very learned pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, and his specific branch of knowledge was Srimad Bhagavatam, reading and reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. But he didn't see any future in living in this world without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so he left. And with that, I'm also going to leave, have a meeting in a couple of minutes, And let us pray to Gadadhar Pandit and remember him to develop a kind of wonderful devotion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he also had and which was very, very attractive to the Lord. Hare Krishna.